from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Dana Hodge II, age 39 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is November 6, 1976. My parents got divorced when I was 8 or 9 years old, so I live with my mother. I have a sister that's a year younger than me, a brother that's 2 years younger than me, and then a youngest brother that's about 10 years younger than me. Even though my parents were divorced, my father lived in the same city as we did. Anything for school, he was there for us for school. We still went, obviously, to go see him. Parent-teacher conferences, both my parents were there. Report cards, he was checking it. Even if there was a problem that my mother had with one of us as kids, she didn't hesitate to be able to call my father, and they worked together to help lovingly guide us in the right direction. And that's good. When I was a kid, I had a real bad temper. If stuff didn't work for me, I'd break it. My mom would just look at me and shake her head. She was very calm, very cool about it. And that helped me to learn, like, this is dumb. I shouldn't be that way. So I appreciate the way that she raised me in that regard. Being a big brother, we'd all walk to school together. So I was the leader of the pack. I remember a time when a guy tried to offer us a ride to school. My brother and my sister looked at me, wondering if we should get in the car or not. I made the choice, no. I think just having some responsibilities early, but not too much. My mother was always worried about that. She still wanted me, again, to be a kid and enjoy myself. But I think that helped to kind of keep me grounded. So there were other people growing up, people that helped us out, aunts and uncles, cousins. I think what I like to do is just try to take a little bit of good from everybody that I meet, because I think everybody has some good. In this neighborhood, I've seen a number of people that have been investing in the community. I've seen houses get built here. I've seen houses get rehabbed here. I've really been impressed with the way that people are dedicated to this area. Sadly, when the mills left, a lot of the businesses left, a lot of things got bad. But now people are believing again and people are working hard to make this a better community. You know, when you grow up, a lot of the people that you see as a kid, I don't know, you might look up to, or at least I did. Maybe some of the people that I looked up to weren't always doing right, but they're the cool kids. Trying to realize that even if it looks like they have it all or they're living good, they realize that it's short-lived. I mean, that's a real sad thing that a number of people I grew up with, you know, dead or in jail. I just wanted to be able to take care of myself and my family. I think that's kind of difficult to do nowadays, but I'm doing the best that I can at it. Wanted to stay out of trouble. Was pretty much able to do that. I went to Robert Morris for some computer classes. I had to pay for that, so it makes you appreciate. You can't wait on a teacher or someone else to push you. You know, it's on you to push yourself. So that's the one thing that I really learned. That was nice meeting people from all over that I never would have met if I hadn't gone to college. I went to business school, graduated from business school on a Friday and started working on a Monday. And I've been working pretty much at the same place ever since, which that doesn't happen a lot. I consider that a blessing. I work in Homestead at a company called Mon Valley Initiative. They're located down on 8th Avenue. Right now, I help to oversee about 23 agencies around the country. They do work and they get funding from the government. So I help them to write the grants to get the funding. I have a stepdaughter, so she's awesome, and a little baby girl. I thought it was going to be a boy. I wanted her to be right-handed, and the doctor was saying that it was bald. So when she came out, she was a girl. She's left-handed, and she had a head full of hair, so she was the exact opposite of what I thought she was going to be, but that was awesome. There's a lot of late nights when you got a little one, so that was fun, and just watching her grow up. That's the one thing that I've tried to do is just be myself. I think if you're a nice person, that helps you as far as business goes, too. There's definitely a number of people out there that are only worried about making money and only worried about themselves, but I think there's more than enough people that are just going to appreciate you for the person that you are. Because I have no secret to success. I don't think I'm all that smart. I don't think I'm all that talented. I just think that when it comes down to it, I'm someone that people don't hate to be around too much. No matter how good you are as a person, no matter how nice you try to be, there's just going to be some people that just don't like you based on the color of your skin, based on whatever. Black, white, whatever. Sometimes people just don't like people, and that's sad. But don't let that get you down. Don't let that make you hate other people. You know, stay true to yourself. If you know that that's not the way we're supposed to be, then don't be like that. No matter how much someone tries to push you into it, no matter how much someone tries to get you to even hate them back, look at and figure out which one of your friends are also on that same path as you. Because the sad truth is some friends are going to, you know, veer off the path and some friends are going to stay straight. So try to stick with the ones that are going to stay straight so you can avoid as much trouble as you possibly can. Whenever something feels wrong, then just don't do it. If you don't feel comfortable doing something, don't do it. Sometimes you just got to know when to walk away.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Tyler Hill and Cody Garth. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.